This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
After 2 years of an investigation, render his opinion after 2 days, and then we find out he didn't even review the evidence. I'd say that he also has performed basically in a way that suggests that he is not a professional in the way that he does his work and does not take his duties seriously. So I think he should resign.
I don't think I can let him and then tell everybody else you can, because especially him, because he was a counsel.
The attorney general was sitting there withholding the truth from Congress, misrepresenting, being inconsistent in his statements. The shame. How could he do such a thing? But, again, having the support of the Republicans in Congress and the senators behaving in a way that has said to them, we don't care about the branch of government in which we serve.
And the wild circus continues in D.C. You had there Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House. Before that, of course, the President, you recognize his voice, and Kamala Harris saying it was wrong what happened with Barr. Bar none, we have had massive conversation over this. And then you had the craziness of the Kentucky Fried Chicken eating, which just shows the insanity level of what now happens on the Hill. It's, you know, at Barr's no-show hearing, Democratic members of the committee had fun with the spectacle, passing around fried chicken and placing a prop chicken by Barr's unused microphone to underscore their contention that he was afraid to appear. And this, this is the kind of nonsense that we have. In a recent poll, the people that you trust the least, politicians, are you shocked, especially those that represent you, get a 2% rating, a 2% rating. So it is, as I mentioned, a circus. It's sad because we spent millions on the Mueller report. Mueller's accused of dogging it, then Barr's accused of botching it. And what's next? The bottom line is, you know, some heads rolled. The president is not getting impeached. Nobody's super, super close in his inner circle, meaning his family. They're not going either. So this is where it sits. Lots of money spent, and in the end, was justice served. To me, at the heart of it is having Russia with their fingers in any way, shape, or form involved in jimmy rigging our elections, whether they were wanted or unwanted or whatever, it doesn't matter. It's not what should be happening. And this is where the real concern comes in, is can we be hacked into? Can people be persuaded a certain way based on manipulating content? And the answer is, well, we think we saw that. Somewhat, right? And there is where the door needs to slam shut. The Barr thing, that's going to continue to kick up. There's no question about that as to whether or not, you know, he shouldn't have showed up. He should have showed up, whatever. And with the attorney general is got the president's, certainly the president's confidence, and that's it. So, you know, the White House even complained to Barr about the contents of the Mueller report after it was released. But now there's the no-show for the House hearing, went to the hearing the other day, and then that just fuels contempt threats that are hanging around out there. Were they actually follow all the way through with it? I don't think so. I mean, it's just this daily confrontations that we see between the two various branches of the government, and that's it. You know, the pressure to impeach and the pressure to fight back, and it's bipartisan all the way. Democrats are arguing that the 2020 election is the best means to oust the president, and the others who support the president and the Republicans say, no, it's going to be the continuation of the experiment that we didn't want the same old people, the political machine in place, so we got a businessman. That's who we elected, and somebody who had a name because of massive media coverage with a popular show that he was on, etc. Republicans insist that Democrats are simply intent on targeting Trump, unwilling to accept an investigation that was lengthy that found no criminal conspiracy between the president's campaign and Russia. This is where we are. This is it. And not much has changed in the last, the last 10 years that I've been sitting in this seat. So the tensions between the Trump administration and Congress may come to a great big head next week. House Judiciary Committee Chair Jerry Nadler said his panel will probably adopt a contempt citation against Barr unless he provides the full, unredacted Mueller report. Nadler has subpoenaed the document and imposed a Wednesday deadline. Barr has refused to turn it over, with the Justice Department arguing that the request is illegitimate for oversight. And then, of course, not testifying on Thursday, rejecting the Democrats' plan to have counsel question him alongside lawmakers. So will this be something we talk about years and years from now? The president is vowing to fight all the subpoenas from the Democrats. And Nadler says he's trying to render Congress inert as a separate and co-equal branch of government. If we don't stand up together today, we risk forever losing the power to stand up to any president in the future. So it is about the future ultimately and what happens in 2020. But Congressman Steve Cohen, walking into the room carrying a bucket of Kentucky Fried Chicken and a plastic chicken. Cameras delighted in that, as they needed something else to shoot, and they got it. And, of course, that whole thing was the undercurrent that Barr was too afraid to show up for questioning, so that's why the chicken. What's next? What's next? That's what you have to ask yourself. I say the show, I am about being the voice of reason. I don't care if you're left of left, right of right, or somewhere in between. It's about having an opinion, caring about this country, looking around you, seeing your community, and what affects you, and where you want to see us go as a nation together. And it's just a log jam right now. That's what it is. You and us, and I've said this before, us and them, etc., name it any way you want to name it, but it's two massive, massive divisions, and it goes along party lines, and that's, you know, that's the bottom line. If you were in Eastern India, you would not be happy, because there is a potential catastrophic Category 4 cyclone hurricane barreling toward Eastern India that's supposed to hit around midday on Friday. Meteorologists are calling the storm a near worst-case scenario for the coast. It'll push an enormous storm surge inland, inundating homes, roads, and businesses. Massive evacuating has been going on. That's the good news, especially in this one city. It's called Puri. It's got about 200,000 people in it, and it's in the direct path of the storm. Wow. Coming up, fair or foul, as Andy joins us one more time on the air. Hang with us.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless. Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us. That nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.
Is it fair or foul? That's to be determined. Andy joins us now, and I will tell the listeners we have had such a good time with Andy. This is his last appearance, at least for a little while, on the show. So thank you for your fine work.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure.
It has been a lot of fun. So here's the thing. Zs, meaning the Z generation, my beloved nephew Owen is a Z, they have their own language, and that's nothing new, right? People in different generations have different slang words. But a teacher came up with a slang dictionary so more could understand what was being said when some of the slang language was going on. So I don't know, if do you speak Z? Do you know what's any of the Z terms?
Z terms? Like Generation Z?
Yeah, Generation Z. So let's see if you know. Let's see if you know a couple of these.
Okay.
Do you know what clapped means? If someone says, oh, that guy was clapped.
I'm going to be...
Are you looking it up?
There's this thing called Urban Dictionary.
Clap, for everybody out there, means, and you can decide if it's fair or foul. If someone says that guy was clapped, it's a crazy person. Someone who was, like, punched.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So do you think that's fair or foul? I think that's a weird term. I'm going to say foul.
Doesn't make any sense.
Doesn't make any sense to me either. It doesn't. How about this? This is a word that's been used, but they're really using it. So the word bread for meaning future money.
I think that's an old one, isn't it?
I think it's an old one that they're just using, yeah.
Yeah. Bring home the bread.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How about this one? Beat your face cake your face. Beat your face cake your face. Beat your face cake your face.
No, I have no idea what that means.
You know what that is?
I'm going to say foul.
Yeah, I'm going to say foul, too, but you know what it means? Applying makeup.
Beat your face place?
Beat your face. Yeah, beat your face.
I suppose that's like how people used to powder their
yeah.
face. I don't think people even do that anymore.
Yeah, I think it's crazy. But here's some better ones. See what you think of this. High key. High key means very obvious. Ooh, he's high key.
Huh.
I kind of like that. I'm gonna say fair.
High, like, is it like high, H-I-G-H, and then
yeah,
key?
Yeah, H-I-G-H, and then key.
And it means obvious?
Yeah, and then low key means not obvious. Like,
oh,
you're being low key, get it? High key. He's being high key, he's being low key.
Well, low key's been around forever, so, like, that must just be a play on that, on low key, then.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Out in the open, non-discreet.
Yeah, exactly. And then here's another one. The game, which means life. The game.
Well, I think Freddie Mercury already coined that one a long time ago.
They're just ripping off language, but I'll say it's fair. Okay, I'll give you this one. How about this? Run that, which means to take, to start. I'm going to run that.
I mean, once again, I think that like that's like an old...
It's an old saying.
Old studio saying when you'd say run the tape or something, like, you know.
Right. But, like, I mean, if it's being used more.
To run. Or run a motor.
Yeah.
Start it.
Yeah. Run.
Wow, they
it's
think
crazy.
They're being so creative.
Yeah.
I think it just
does, I can,
it's just kind of.
It doesn't make sense.
Confusing the way that.
I think it's confusing. So I'm going to say foul to all of it, except for my nephew knows these other words, and he's taught me a bunch of them, and here's one I love. Have you ever walked around and kind of muttered to yourself, sort of talked to yourself?
Yeah.
But it comes out loud, but it kind of falls out loud a little bit.
All the time. No, I'm just kidding.
Great. You're that guy that's in Home Depot. What's he saying? Is he talking to me? Do you know what that's called? It's called Joyska.
Joyska?
Yeah.
Is it like
if you,
a medical
if I,
term?
It's just a term. It's just a word. It means if you're just getting excited or thinking about something or debating something and it kind of slips out and you're talking to yourself, that's Joyska.
Huh.
I like that. I'm going to say fair to that. I like it. I think that one's pretty good. But this other stuff, give me a break. Right?
Huh. Yeah. I don't like hanging out with younger people, to be honest with you.
Why? Because you don't know, understand their language and the nuttiness. Why?
I mean,
why don't you like younger people?
I will give them the fact that I do think that they are smart. I think that they're really smart, but I think they come across as really stupid.
So they're really smart, but they're really stupid. I know. I understand what you're saying. It's a whole different thing. Yeah, it's a whole different thing. But we'll see. I'm spending 2 weeks with my nephew, so I'll see if there's any Joyska going on or what else is happening. And I'll have a better sense of what the Z generation is like. All right, how about this? Citigroup CEO Michael Corbett defended the large pay gap at his institution. He said, saying it should inspire low-level employees to work hard. He said he started at the firm making $17,000 a year, so he was defending what crummy money some of the lower people in his ranks who work for Citicorp made. And
yep.
So in other words, the pay gap is huge. It's the biggest among U.S. banks. So he made $24.2 million last year. That's 486 times the median employee makes $49,000, 766.
Foul.
I say foul, too.
First of all,
a bunch of crap. That's ridiculous. 486 times the median. And I get capitalism. I'm not against it, but that's ridiculous.
It's really, really greedy.
Yeah.
Like,
that is really greedy.
Like, to the nth degree.
Foul. But, yeah, we both say foul. We agree.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And yeah. Especially, like, he said he defends it by saying he made $17,000, but, like, when was that anyways?
83.
Like, so.
When he first got out of college. Yeah,
I think that back then, that was worth a lot more.
Yes. It was worth a way lot more. All right, how about this? They say no one's happy all the time. So Burger King is trying to communicate with a lineup of burger meals focused on real news to help raise awareness about mental health. And it's timed to coincide with Mental Health Awareness Month in May. The real meals include the Blue Meal, Salty Meal, Yas Meal, and the DGAF, Don't Give a Blank Meal. They include a Whopper, French fries, and a drink. And they have different colored the boxes to match the moods.
What?
Guess which one I think is going to be the most popular? No, it's a real thing. The one that's going to be the most popular is the DGAF. I know it. It's the same meals, but different boxes that are portraying that nobody is 100% happy all the time.
Hmm.
I don't know. It's kind of a wacky idea.
I'm still caught up on that guy, the banker.
Making $10 billion more than everybody else and saying, oh, I made nothing when I was a kid, so you can like it and you can earn your way up the ranks.
What did you say the medium wage was of one of his employees?
Of those employees is $47,000, a little bit over $47,000.
Okay. I just did the converter, and it comes out to, like, you know, inflation and stuff. This bank claims to know it, and that would be $43,000 today. So, I mean, that's an accurate comment, but I'd like to know how much his boss was back then. Keeping
how much they were making.
Yeah,
I guarantee it wasn't $24.2 million.
Yeah,
that, again, 486 times the median employee pay.
It's just, oh god, it makes me so upset.
Yeah, I know. And then people can't live, and then they're trying to feed the, you know, the whole thing. And again, personally, I agree with capitalism, but then there's greed. Mm-hmm. And I disagree with Gordon Gekko. Greed is not good in a lot of circles. And I know some people that work for Citigroup, they don't have great things to say. And they're super smart people that they're lucky that they work for them, so I don't know. That's the corporate world.
You should do the good Christian thing and not be greedy.
Not be greedy.
That's
spread
not what
the
Jesus
wealth.
Would have wanted.
Yeah, spread the wealth. Spread the wealth, baby. Yeah. I mean, just that kind of a number to multiply is ridiculous. So, Andy, thank you so much. We'll be seeing you down the road for everything that you've done for the show. And make it fair always.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Sometimes
passengers who survived the fiery landing of a Russian Aeroflot plane have reportedly said the plane was hit by lightning while it was in the air. Aviation expert Richard Quest describes the video of the plane's shaky approach to the Moscow runway. No flames can be seen until it bounces, and then a fire appears.
It says it's been hit by lightning. Requests immediately to return to Moscow. Comes round, does one loop. It lands, bounces up again, crashes down.
He says that was when they could see the fire. Russian President Vladimir Putin has ordered a full investigation. House Democrats continue to demand the release of the full unredacted Mueller report and have set a tentative date of May 15th for Special Counsel Robert Mueller to testify. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Bye.
Synchronicity. Denny Deichler is with us, and oh my gosh, she has written a book called That, Flowing Synchronicity, because I totally feel it and believe it in my life, and guess what? She does too. Hey, Denny, thanks so much for coming on the show.
You're welcome. Lovely to be here.
So let's talk about synchronicity. You and I had a conversation off the air about it, and we do have that same belief. When did you know there was power in synchronicity and what it really meant?
Well, I think, you know, there were times in my life where I felt like I was being guided. Just an example is that I was on a hike, and I was exhausted. And I thought, oh, my goodness, I don't feel like I'm going to be able to finish this hike. And I looked over and I saw a rock, and I thought, oh, well, go sit on that rock for a minute and refresh. And I noticed that the rock was covered in sun. And it went through my mind, well, I can suck in the energy of the sun from that rock. And I thought, well, that was a crazy thought. But I thought, makes sense to me. I think I'll do it. And I sat on the rock. I basically imagined the energy going into my body. And I finished that hike. I could have done another hike.
Wow, so that shows you. And again, the book is called Messages Flowing with Synchronicity. So that would be an example of flowing with synchronicity. Give us some other examples so people really understand it.
Okay. Well, really, there, so many have happened in my life, but the very first one in the book, the very first story, is about an owl that was circling my house in the woods, off and on, like every other night at least, or more. And so I would run around, as you do, wanting to see the owl. I'd run from window to window, and it was ridiculous how long I was doing that and never seeing the owl. So one night I just got disgusted, and I stood in the middle of the house, and I said, I want to see the owl. And about 2 weeks later, I was in the kitchen at dawn, and crows were just going crazy outside, and I thought, I wonder what that's about. And all of a sudden, I thought, oh, my gosh, the owl is there. And I went to the window, and the owl was on the other side of the glass, up on a branch, looking right down at me.
Wow.
Yeah, and you know, Kate, I thought to myself, now how in the world did that message get to that owl? You know, I didn't call it on the phone or anything. And I began to think, well, you know, things have happened off and on to me, but that was so specific. Maybe I can direct my energy and ask for what I want, which is what you can do. And so I began to test that over and over again and, you know, asking for things and wondering about things. And either I'd dream the answer, I'd read a magazine article and there would be the answer, or I'd hear a song with a title and I'd go, ha, that's the answer to my question. And it built in me that a knowing. I had a lot of faith, I have to say that. And so I began to know that I could use that calling in information and have faith that it would be answered. So I would test it whenever I could. Another example is that I was driving in a car to meet a friend to go to a seminar, and my car started to heat up. And I panicked because I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm going to have a car problem. I'm not going to meet my friend on time. And then we were driving together to the seminar. So I thought to myself, what could be the message of this? And I thought, well, I don't know, but maybe if I slow down my car, the heat of the car will come down. And it did. So I decided to stay at that lower speed and proceed. So I proceeded. I got to our meeting place, and my friend came running in through a crowd. She said, oh, I was so nervous. I got caught in a traffic jam, and I was afraid I'd miss you. I just laughed to myself. I said, well, synchronicity slowed me down. I got the message, and I stayed at that speed all the way, and we met as we had planned. So, you know, it's just, it's amazing how you can use it. It's just wonderful. I love it, don't you?
I do, and I think you're absolutely right. And I want to tell everyone you can go to Amazon and pick up Denny Deichler's book. It's called Messages Flowing with Synchronicity. I think that there is something, and you talk about this, by being aware of synchronicity, that you really give yourself a lot of happiness. There's a lot of hopefulness in that, right?
Oh, my goodness. It opens you up to a whole new possibility of finding answers without struggle.
Yes, and that's the thing. People, I think there's something about swimming against the grain and struggling, and so how do you make that connection? If somebody says to you, well, geez, Denny, that sounds great what you and Kate are talking about, but how do I get synchronicity? What do I need to do to feel like you're both feeling?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, and I love that anybody would answer that or ask that question and look for the answer. I'll tell you a story that I cherish because it's about my son, and he was 19 and traveling with a group called Up With People, the singing group, and he was out in California, and I was here in Pennsylvania, you know, 3,000 miles away. And the phone rang, and he was on the phone, and he was very upset. And I said to him, David, what's going on? And he said, oh, Mom, I'm so scared. I hurt my back today, and the chiropractor whose home I'm staying in told me that I'm going to need surgery, and that I need, and he put a brace on me right away, and he said I'll never dance again. He said, Mom, I'm upset. And I thought, oh, Kate, you can imagine now, there's the emotion of a mother right there and worried about what her answer is going to be, and there's my son very upset. And I thought, how in the world am I going to answer this question that gives him faith in his own body? So I just literally, Kate, I stayed on the phone and I said, please give me an answer. Please give me an answer. So the asking is extremely important. And all of a sudden what came into my mind, and I said this, and it amazes me that I even trusted it enough to say it. So I said to him, so did you believe it? And I even sounded stern when I said it. Mm-hmm. And he kind of, you know, took a breath and he said, what do you mean, Mom? And I said, did you believe that's what your future is going to be? And he said, I don't know. And I said, well, I guess maybe you better think about it and decide whether you believe that. And I thought to myself, what in the world am I saying to him? But it was but it was coming through. And Kate, he is now 50 years old. He never had a problem. He never had surgery. He is as healthy as can be.
Yeah, so there's something about that. Again, it's that guidance thing, too. That's why I love this story about the owl. There's no difference about it. And the book is called Messages Flowing with Synchronicity.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to blackriflerealestate.com. That's blackriflerealestate.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Man decides after 70 years, that's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him criticize and say, breaking wall. I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. Miracles will help on us retreat.
Story too as well. Shalene Ramsahoy joins us, and she's written a really interesting book, and it's called, ready for this? Da, 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 da. I love the title, actually, A Wild Ride. And you have to think, picture in your mind Canada, picture raising a family, thinking of teenagers, thinking of pets, and thinking of some pretty interesting stories. So, Shalene, thank you so much for popping on.
Thank you so much for having me.
So the title, A Wild Ride, like I said, I really like that because it invokes a lot of different thoughts. How did you come up with that? If we start there, why a wild ride?
I'd have to say that in the whole writing process, coming up with titles is probably the most difficult thing for me. It's not, I don't know, it's like you try to come up with something that represents the general story, but you're right, there's so many other little sidelines that you're trying to relate into the title. And, you know, when you're coming down to just a few words that catch people's attention, you know, what ones are going to be the most meaningful? And I think I just went with what is the most straightforward that, you know, kind of sounds cool when it rolls off the tongue until it gets you where you want to go.
What was it that made you want to write the book? Why'd you write the book?
I have always wanted to write. I have always had an interest in fiction and even nonfiction. I like writing a little bit of that too, but fiction really is my favorite. Even when I was a young kid, I would take little stories I had written and hand them to my teacher and get them edited and come back and write them, write more things about it and do more ideas and things like that. And I kind of shelved it for a while and left it alone. But then, you know, it's like you want to really get at it and you want to try something new. So I thought, let's do it. There's, you know, it doesn't happen unless you get out there and try. So I really wanted to write a novel.
Yeah. And you did, and you pulled it together. And, you know, you have, professionally, you've been a speech-language pathologist, right? You and I talked about that. You've done that for decades. That in itself is interesting, and you talk about that. What's the most difficult thing but the most exciting thing about doing that for a career?
I love being a speech therapist. When I originally started off on this profession, I thought I wanted to work with adults who'd had strokes and other adult neurogenic disorders, but I somehow just fell into it being a rural person, living in a rural area with a huge geographical distance to cover to see all the patients that were technically belonging to me. I fell in with kids, and I never thought that's what I wanted to work with when I started, but working with children had led me to really embrace a bunch of things, including, of course, children's books. And they are some of the most amazingly written pieces of literature in the whole world. They're so funny and they're so clever. It's kind of like that title. They're less words, but more meaningful. All of that information and things to catch people's attention is condensed into these less words and these beautiful pictures and beautiful ideas. And I thought, well, there's so many of those nice ones. And I wondered, you know, it's easy for adults and professionals like myself to use those kind of books very well with your kids. But what happens when they get older? Does that love of writing and reading and those kinds of things stay with them? Or is there some way that you can write in that genre for young adults or teens that can also keep them inspired? So I chose the teen novel.
That's right. You chose the teen novel. So when you set about doing that, like language-wise, et cetera, were you paying more attention to the kids and how they were phrasing things?
A lot.
How do you nail that?
A lot. How I got trying to narrow that down and trying to focus on that particular genre is I did take a fiction writing course through the Institute of Children's Literature, and I had a lovely editor there who worked me through the actual assignments for that class. And one of them is to go out and sit in public and watch people. That's one of my favorite things to do as a speech therapist anyways, because I'm always looking at how people communicate. But when you sit in public and you watch people go by, you listen to how they talk and you listen to the things that interest them and you listen to how they say it and how much they say or how little they say or how much body language goes into it. And so when you actually just sit back and watch, you get the notion of, well, I need to change a few things about the way I would write it as, or the way I talk or in my voice. You need to do a little bit of work to go, that's not kind of how it would be said. And it kind of helps having, well, at the time when I wrote this, I didn't have teenagers. I have teenagers now, but I go back and I check with them now. I'm like, is this any good? Like, is this where the way it sounds? Is this how it should be? And yes, they're lovely critics, very helpful critics.
I love that they're lovely critics because they realize, you know, that you're still mom, absolutely. So in writing the characters, one of the things you talk about, and this is a huge part of the book, so I want to make sure people understand Wild Ride, is you talk about search and rescue team SAR and the consequences, the real life consequences for the characters' decisions, right?
Right. Search and rescue teams are a huge part of recreational type stuff in Canada because we have such a broad covering of geographical types. We have mountains and oceans and rivers and plains and snow and tundra and trees. And I mean, you do have that across the United States as well. You also have the population to back that up. The population is a lot sparser in Canada. So when people love their recreational sports and a lot of extreme sports here, that these teams are available and most of them are volunteers, surprisingly. They put their lives on the line to save people in some of the most extreme and dangerous situations that a person can find themselves in. And usually it's something that, despite being well-prepared or experienced, you can still get yourself into a load of trouble. And these folks will be there and work as a team and help you out and do their absolute best to aid you in a really awful situation.
Oh, I like how you said it, in an awful situation. So how do you find the subject and hone it in and know, oh, this novel's something? We already talked about your kids, and we talked about what they think now. But when you were writing this and pulling this together, how do you draw that story together, especially in an era of social media?
Oh, my goodness. That is a tough one. When I started this, this book sat around with me for a little while and bubbled around for a little while. So I had it a few years back, before, I have to say, social media had snowballed into the type of juggernaut that it is now. And just trying to figure out the topic of interest, I know it's, even then I looked back at the type of books that were out there for teens and thought, what would interest them? I mean, we know about the young romance ones and all the vampire novels and all that. Those are kind of exciting things and supernatural type stuff. And I was thinking, well, there's a lot of, when I look at Canadian kids, a lot of those kids really enjoy the outside. There's a lot of skiers here. There's a lot of skateboarders. There's a lot of backcountry hikers. There's a lot of snowmobilers. And I think that even underneath all that notion of screen time, these kids still love being outside. And I always thought of my kids, if they had a choice, they would go outside. And so that kind of led me to, I think I need an outdoors kind of theme, and I think I need something that represents the kind of environment that we live in. And we live in, well, I'm a prairie girl, but close to us, just within driving distance, there are a lot of forested areas, there are mountains, there are things that people flock to around here to do outside outdoor activities, horseback riding, hiking, everything. And I thought, you know, people still enjoy that, especially teens still enjoy that. They're active, they're outside. Now, what can I do to put that topic together and make it exciting for them? And so, you know, what's better than, you know, somebody getting into a little bit of danger outside in the outdoors where there is.
Hi, this is Paul, otherwise known to the listeners as Mr. Kate Delaney. The missus has come up with an amazing solution to what plagues most of us, that nagging feeling you're meant to do something more. After more than a decade of her best interviews with world-class mentors and her own groundbreaking life experiences, Deal Your Own Destiny is finally here, presented to you by Forbes Books. Reading Kate's book is like sitting down with a trusted friend who has a lifetime of wisdom to share. Some of what you'll discover in this book includes learning how to play to your strengths, finding people who lift you up, and how to make the right moves to become extraordinary. No matter where you are on your journey, this book will give you inspiration and the tools you need to get to where you want to be, whatever that means to you. No one gets to decide the hand they're dealt in life, so become the dealer. Get Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon.com or at booksellers near you.